You are going to listen to Sam and Claire talking about their holiday experiences. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Speaker 1. Sam. I come from a family whose idea of good parenting was that children should learn to take care of themselves from an early age. That also included holidays. I remember my poor brother being sent off to canoe down the Thames with a cousin when they were both just 12 years old. They had a miserable time, got into trouble with hooligans, and neither has ever really fully recovered from the experience. I was allowed to wait until I was 15 for my first adventure. My parents asked me about my summer holiday plans, and I replied that I would probably sit around and watch TV most of the time. Unfortunately, my parents had different plans for me. They wanted me to hitchhike to the Lake District with a tent, to camp there up in the mountains for a week, and hitchhike back again, if I was still alive. The only good thing was that I was allowed to take my cousin with me. And that is what we did. We hitchhiked the length of England, we camped, we got cold at times, wet and scared, and could not afford to buy enough food. But against all odds, we survived. I do not recommend it at all. If your parents try it, make sure you get some money from them and at least stay in a travel lodge. Speaker 2. Claire.
At 16, I went down to Cornwall with a friend and walked the whole way. I am surprised that no one asked if we were runaways, since neither of us looked more than 12. One night, we slept rough in Plymouth, but apart from that, it was a camping and walking trip. The weather was superb, the sea aquamarine. We had almost no money and lived on sandwiches and tea. In fact, one of the first things I learned was that a fire and a mug of tea can make the world seem right. The second thing I learned was that the amount of money you have with you does not influence the amount of fun you have. What really stood out was how much talking I did. I had to do lots of chatting, negotiating, entertaining, discussing, and questioning. Traveling forced me to talk to strangers in a way that I had never done before, and I learned to be far more independent. Strangers, I discovered, could be helpful and endlessly interesting. I wrote it all down, which was a very good idea, but subsequently lost the notebook, which was not so clever. My advice is simple. Avoid travel agents or tour groups. Go for the unexpected and enjoy the unplanned.
Speaker 1. Sam. I come from a family whose idea of good parenting was that children should learn to take care of themselves from an early age. That also included holidays. I remember my poor brother being sent off to canoe down the Thames with a cousin when they were both just 12 years old. They had a miserable time, got into trouble with hooligans, and neither has ever really fully recovered from the experience. I was allowed to wait until I was 15 for my first adventure. My parents asked me about my summer holiday plans, and I replied that I would probably sit around and watch TV most of the time. Unfortunately, my parents had different plans for me. They wanted me to hitchhike to the Lake District with a tent, to camp there up in the mountains for a week, and hitchhike back again, if I was still alive. The only good thing was that I was allowed to take my cousin with me. And that is what we did. We hitchhiked the length of England, we camped, we got cold at times, wet and scared, and could not afford to buy enough food. But against all odds, we survived. I do not recommend it at all. If your parents try it, make sure you get some money from them and at least stay in a travel lodge. Speaker 2. Claire.
At 16, I went down to Cornwall with a friend and walked the whole way. I am surprised that no one asked if we were runaways, since neither of us looked more than 12. One night, we slept rough in Plymouth, but apart from that, it was a camping and walking trip. The weather was superb, the sea aquamarine. We had almost no money and lived on sandwiches and tea. In fact, one of the first things I learned was that a fire and a mug of tea can make the world seem right. The second thing I learned was that the amount of money you have with you does not influence the amount of fun you have. What really stood out was how much talking I did. I had to do lots of chatting, negotiating, entertaining, discussing, and questioning. Traveling forced me to talk to strangers in a way that I had never done before, and I learned to be far more independent. Strangers, I discovered, could be helpful and endlessly interesting. I wrote it all down, which was a very good idea, but subsequently lost the notebook, which was not so clever. My advice is simple. Avoid travel agents or tour groups. Go for the unexpected and enjoy the unplanned.